So before we dig into Scripture today, I want to mention a few things about the calendar, because this is a busy week, liturgically speaking. I'm sure you're all aware that Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I'm sure the ones who aren't here are even more aware of it, which is not just a national holiday, but also a feast on our liturgical calendar. But yesterday was what we call a major feast, the Feast of the Confession of Peter. That's the day we remember Peter's speech before the Council of Jerusalem that inspired the followers of Jesus to begin evangelizing Gentiles in a serious way. And next Saturday is another major feast, the Feast of the Conversion of Paul, when we remember Paul's life-changing encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus, the other great landmark in inspiring the early church to a far-reaching mission of evangelism. And between those two feasts, including today, we observe the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, during which all Christians of every denomination are urged to pray for one another and for the spirit, heart, wisdom, and strength to find common ground in our common faith, to, as we say in one of our Eucharistic prayers, reveal the church's unity. Now, our gospel reading relates to that observance because it is largely about that word that strikes terror into the hearts of so many Episcopalians, evangelism. People left and right in the reading are hearing about Jesus, invited to come and see him, becoming his students and his followers. Now, I wish that we were not so uncomfortable with the idea of evangelism, because it's something most of us are actually quite good at. So there's this restaurant in Palm Springs that opened about a year ago, and it's kind of a magical place. It's in a little strip mall on the edge of town that includes a liquor store, a marijuana dispensary, a dry cleaner's, and a beauty salon. And you would never guess what you will find if you ignore the unassuming outward appearance and cross the threshold of this restaurant. The windows are curtained, but once you step inside, you're in a world transformed. A large, beautiful antique bar lines one wall, and booths are along the other. And in this really beautiful, warm place, you'll find excellent food and drink, friendly service, and a room full of people who are really enjoying themselves. It feels very, very good just to be in their company. And if you ask anybody there how they heard about this place, they will certainly tell you they heard about it from a friend, because this place does no advertising. It's a word-of-mouth kind of place. I myself bring or send friends there all the time because I want to share this lovely, lively experience with them. And I'm sure you do the same kind of thing. Whether it's a favorite restaurant or a new TV show you've discovered or a beloved book or a beautiful hike or a cool band or a funny YouTube video, we want the people we know and sometimes even complete strangers to share our enthusiasm, to come to love what we have come to love. And that's really all there is to evangelism. Come and see. Say that with evident joy, and people will want to know what has you so excited. So why do we have such a hard time saying that about our church community? Most, maybe all of you here, are members of St. Edmund's. It's so easy and stigma-free in our culture not to be a part of faith community, but I know there is something about being here that makes a difference to you, that brings you joy or gives you strength or provides a safe place to bring your doubts or your sorrows. There is something about this community is something about this community, the worship or the fellowship or the music or whatever, that excites or engages or enlightens you so much, no, as much as any movie or restaurant or sports team or club that you already proselytize for. But we don't speak up for our church, by and large, the way we speak up for our other passions. Why not? Now, that's a question that those of us who worry about the future of the church ask all the time. And obviously, if we knew the answer, we'd be teaching everyone, and our churches would be overflowing. So I'm not here to tell you what to do, but I do think that today's gospel lesson teaches us something important. Notice what Jesus says to Andrew. It's actually a phrase that we hear over and over again in the Gospels whenever people learn about Jesus. Come and see. There's no attempt at conversion, no theological argument, no explanation, nothing but a simple personal appeal. Come and see. Now, obviously, in order for that to work, there has to be something worth seeing. Jesus definitely qualifies, but whatever brings you here also qualifies. St. Edmund's has plenty that would make a visit worthwhile. All it takes is saying not to one another, but to other people we know, hey, you want to come hear some really great music? Or share a meal with some people I know you will love meeting? Or hear a message from someone who's really able to speak to me? Or see a camel? Come and see. And often the answer will be no thanks, but no one will be insulted to be invited, especially if you are able to communicate your heart's joy in the thing that you're inviting them to. And sometimes your invitation will be exactly the thing the person you invite was hoping for, even though they may not have known that until they see how it makes them feel to be invited. So next time you find yourself telling someone about that new movie you loved, or recipe you discovered, or car you test drove, take a moment to notice yourself as you tell them. Notice your tone, and your inflection, and your body language, and your breathing, and the specific words you use to convey your enthusiasm. And more than that, notice how it makes you feel to be sharing your passion. And then, if there is something about your faith and the difference it has made in your life that excites your passion, whether it's to be found here at St. Edmund's or anywhere else, imagine how it might make you feel to share that passion with someone else. And imagine how it might make them feel to be offered the best of you. And then smile and say, come and see. Amen.